Jesus Christ, the coming King, His glory, His majesty. Jesus Christ, the coming King. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, it is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away, and lust thereof. But he that dwelleth the will of God, I abided forever. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. His majesty. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Which wise some coveted after, they have erred from faith and pierced themselves through many sorrows. Jesus Christ, the coming King. Mystery of money. Or the spirit of money. Praise the Lord. Money was never the idea of God. Money was never the idea of God. It was the blueprint of man. Neglecting the availability and the potency of the God of this world. Money was never the idea of God. It was the blueprint of man, not phantomy taking recognizance of the availability of the God of this world. Money came into being because of the fall of man. If man had not fallen, before the fall of man, it was never recorded that they needed money to buy their need. God was the provider, and it will have been so. A case study, the Israelites, God provided for them in the journey to promised land. God needed no money to do so. God never originated money, but he is aware of its originating. He has been using it an instrument for his kingdom. God never originated money. He is aware of it. And once it is among men, he has been an instrument in God's hand for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Why do you think Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God, and every other thing will be added? Because what? The plan of man concerning money was a good thing. It was not devilish, it was a good thing. But the God of this world has waged in when he saw the flow and the how things is going, how things has gone, that men tend to seek for this paper money. So God of this world, Lucifer, has mingled with the idea of men in bringing money into existence. And Jesus came, he saw, and he was aware. He now said, seek first the kingdom of God. Because what? This money that you want to seek first is no longer in control of man. It's no longer neutral as it were. It has been contaminated. A stranger has waged it. If you do seek it first, you won't have the potency in the spirit to withstand and to fight the God of this world. But when you seek for the kingdom of God, through that, all power and the requisite templates spiritually will be released unto you. And when the things of this world will now come to you after you seek for the kingdom of God, the power and the potency of the dimension of God of this world over the things of this world will not have power and dominion over your life when it comes. Because what? You've submitted to God first, which is superior in ranking. You've heard his information and you've imbibed in him. So when this second party information comes, you will be able to elude and invade. Jesus said, the prince of this world came to me and find nothing in me. If you seek first money, things of this world before God, it's possible for the prince of this world to come and find something in you if you are not helped by God. Devil is the ruler of the earth until he will be captured and dealt with according to the book of Revelation. That is why Jesus came to redeem men, those that will believe him. Jesus Christ, the coming King. Bible says, woe to the people of the earth, for the devil has been cast down today. Revelation 12, verse 12. Now, Bible made us to understand that God ruleth in the affairs of men in Daniel chapter 4 verse 17. So, for the devil that was cast to the earth must also dominate the affairs of men. You don't get me. Daniel 4 verse 17 made us understand that God ruleth in the affairs of men. And God is a spirit. Revelation 12:12 said that woe to the earth, for the devil has been cast unto thee. Devil also, Lucifer, is a spirit. And Jesus in his day said, the God of this world, the prince of this world, don't you think he will also invade in the affairs of men? Since the fall, devil has been watching, interfering as the population grows to the extent that civilization initiates a tender note called money. So devil was just watching, just doing his little business, just watching. Little civilization came in. And money came in, abolishing trade by barter. So he was watching. So there is nothing on earth that does not require you buying with money. The mystery is that, the spirit is that, the devil took advantage of the gap to release out spirits of the love of money, which a man under that spirit can go at any length to have that money. which has made many to sell out their souls to the kingdom of darkness for exchange of money. It's that ability that John sustained in the spirit realm when he said concerning the love of money. 1 John 2:15-17. A man that loves the world will love money, because the world revolves on money. So John saw this in the spirit, and he told us. How many of us heard? Men initiated money themselves for their smooth transaction, not knowing that the God of this world, the princes of this world, has seen a potential instrument in money to advance his own selfish agenda to the advancement of the kingdom of God. To the advancement of the kingdom of Lucifer. When men initiated money, it was for their own advantage. It was for their own revolving around. But the princes of this world was watching, and he saw a potential instrument in money to advance his agenda. Pour out the spirit dimensions of men, which Timothy saw in the spirit. 1 Timothy 6:6-10. Praise the Lord. As I was saying, so Timothy got this in the spirit realm. The devil poured out the spirit dimension on men, which is the love of money, root of all evil. Men don't just pant after the love of money, but by the aid of the devil, he shifts men's attention, make men see money as all in all. Devil succeeded to remove moderation and contentment in life of men, so men can kill for money, destroy agenda for money, sell their souls to Lucifer for money. The spirit don't have money. The spirit don't spend money. Cause what they do is to reduce the stress of accessing that wealth. If men must do first by selling their soul to the spirit, they will now release the diluted grace to get that money. God don't spend money. Lucifer does not spend money. But being the prince of this world, it was an agenda and instrument in its hand of spirit. Jesus called this also in the spirit realm in Matthew 6:33. That's why he said, seek first kingdom of God. Because God, Lucifer, can ease the stress to get money. Because if you seek money first, you have exposed yourself already. That will be injury. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. God will give power to get money, wealth, and your salvation in that. So if you follow the path of God, follow the process of God, that money you are seeking for, you will have it. That wealth you are seeking for, you will have it, and your salvation will be intact. That is why Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God. Secure your salvation. Secure your salvation. Through the process of securing your salvation, money will come. And when money comes, you will have sense in the spirit to spend and to use it judiciously, while your soul and your salvation is still intact. But the devil will only plant the love of money in your heart. And what you love, you can do anything to access it, to get it. Just as Christ came to die on the cross because of love he have for men. devil template of gathering money will end you in air, which is the spirit of money upon a man. But God give power through responsibility to get money and be saved. Praise the Lord. A lot has been said through the Spirit in this short period that we both have together to digest the Word of God. I believe you've heard what God has for you, and I believe you are ready to catch God's dimension to elude the devil's strategies. Run with this word, O Lord, children of God, and may bless Jesus' name.